Well, we love it when we get questions from our listeners. And so as we do each week, we're opening up our inbox and I'm going to answer this week's question, which is short and sweet. Our listener says, is it okay to not know who you are, but still pursue marriage and dating? Well, that is a very good question. And I'm assuming that by not knowing who you are, you're talking about being a young adult and just kind of still finding out what you're about, some of your strengths and weaknesses, your personality, growing in maturity. And those are all good things to be thinking about. So way to ask the question. And hopefully I'm going to be able to give you a little bit of direction here. So not knowing who you are. I mean, there are, you know, we think of like our parents and grandparents who, you know, were pursuing marriage at like 20, 21 years old, 22 years old, getting married. And a lot of us now are like, that's so young, I would never be able to do that. But it was just a level of maturity and expectation in that era that made that very attainable. And so there's a lot now to knowing who you are and not knowing who you are that, you know, it's flexible. And you're going to learn some things about yourself later on in your 20s and beyond. And that's okay. But there are a few things that you really should know before you seriously date and move towards marriage. And so I would say, you know, either kind of take an inventory and figure out, am I there yet in these areas or am I seriously growing in these areas and I'm going to get there pretty soon? The first thing you need to know is your faith. You need to know what you believe, how it applies to your life. Are you living out, understanding, and applying a biblical worldview to your everyday life? Does your faith affect your decisions? Does it affect your relationships? Because that is super important. You need to know who you are, your identity in Christ, because that's going to play into every relationship decision you make. The second thing you need to know is your non-negotiables for a relationship. So that's not something that you want to waffle on or be like figuring out along the way. You need to know that you are only going to marry a serious believer in Jesus Christ. You need to know that you're interested in marriage. You need to know that you're kind of pursuing maturity and you're in a place to get married and you're looking for that in someone else. You need to know that your values are going to be shared with this person. And so what are your values? What really constitutes your character? You know, you need to know kind of where you're heading in life in the sense of like the big rocks. It doesn't have to mean you know everything about your career or what that's going to look like, but the big non-negotiables you should have defined so you don't waver from those in a relationship. You also should know how you operate in relationships and make sure that you're in a good spot. So, you know, again, probably not great to date seriously and move towards marriage if you have a lot of past relationships that haven't been healed. If you have family drama that you haven't dealt with or things that have come up in your or from your childhood and they're still creating some problems for you. If you have unresolved conflicts with people that are very important to you, if you have any addictive behaviors, you know, if you're into pornography or you're into stuff that really you need to do some serious business with God related to before moving on into a relationship, clear that stuff out first. Make sure that you're working on that and you're getting healthy in those areas. And then finally, something else you should know is know your people and the ones that truly have your back and that they're speaking into your life. Because having all those kind of rock foundation of the people who are a few steps ahead of you, that could be your parents, that could be a pastor, it could be counselors, it could be mentors, get those people to speak into your life. And I think you will be able to navigate dating, relationships, marriage quite well. Remember, who you are now in your 20s is not who you're going to be in your 30s. It's not going to be who you're going to be in your 40s. You will grow and change. Everyone is going to, you know, you're not going to know everything. You're going to change down the line in things that are negotiable. You're going to grow with someone eventually that you marry, but character doesn't change. And so that needs to be in place and you need to be committed to that and understanding of that. And if you are, you will have a great foundation for moving forward. So hopefully that's helpful. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we do want to hear from you. So please write to us at editor@boundless.org. Give us ideas for questions that we can answer in the future on the show. Or maybe you just want to go to boundless.org and search past questions, as well as maybe search past shows that you've missed. And you can catch up on some of the segments that we've been doing recently. So otherwise, I will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.